Election 2004 has begun, even though election 2002 isn't finished yet. Yesterday, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry announced he would establish a presidential exploratory committee. And in Louisiana, there's still a Senate seat at stake in this year's contest. Joining me now from New Orleans for our weekly political talk is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning, Cokie.
Morning, John. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
So Senator Kerry's gotten a bit of a head start on the other Democratic hopefuls for president. Any way to assess his chances this early?
Well, of course, we're just speculating at this point, but he himself says that Al Gore is the front runner for the Democratic nomination, and at this point that's true. It is also true that if John Kerry does win the nomination for the Democratic Party, that could be a problem for the party. He is a Massachusetts liberal. The last one of those who ran was Michael Dukakis and didn't do very well, as you might recall. And Kerry has chosen to separate himself from the president on national security as well as taxes. Now, I suppose that if everything goes sour, if we have a disastrous war in Iraq, something like that could work. But the last Democratic candidate who tried that tack was George McGovern, and the party has been trying to make up for that ever since. But as Bill Clinton learned in 1992, the real question, of course, will be just how popular is George Bush in 2004, and we don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm. It's a question mark, but right now his popularity is very high. And he's using it in support of his candidates in the last remaining races of this year's election.
Well, that's right. Here in Louisiana, he is campaigning this week for the Senate candidate, the Republican Senate candidate, Suzanne Darrell. And there's still one House race here in Louisiana to be determined in a December 11th runoff. Suzanne Darrell is running against Mary Landrieu, who's the incumbent Democrat, who didn't get 50% in that open primary that was run on Election Day. So
right.
She had to go to this runoff. And this, John, is all about George Bush. Who supports him more? Landrieu has given him some key votes. The Republicans say she's too liberal, she's not supportive enough. Terrell has not only had the president in here, Elizabeth Dole's campaigning for her with that message, Dick Cheney. Senator Landrieu is campaigning with the senior senator, John Breaux. Both he and President Bush had about 72% approval rating in the state in the last poll. That poll, by the way, also shows Landrieu winning, but no one thinks this election is a done deal. They're campaigning like crazy on the airwaves and off.
Control of the Senate isn't at stake any longer, so why are both parties so concerned about the Louisiana race?
It's interesting. First of all, these post-election elections, when they happen, can be indicative. For instance, Weitz Fowler, Democratic senator in Georgia in 1992, lost his election after Bill Clinton was elected, and that was seen as Southerners particularly wanted to keep a check on the Clinton presidency and elect a Republican in December of 92. This could tell you whether Bush is just totally invincible or not, but it also affects committee ratios in the Senate, staffing, and if one party seems to be getting a little bit of an edge, you could start to see some party switches. And you saw what that meant when Jeffords switched parties. It makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, Cokie.
Okay.
NPR's Cokie Roberts speaking with us from Louisiana.